Okay, I'd like to talk about a topic that the Ar Sameach brings up in regard to the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and it's a topic of great general interest. A lot has been written about it. Let me tell you what the topic is and how it comes into the Mishnah, and Ar Sameach's interesting shita in the matter. There's an issue, a shaila. If a person is allowed to put himself in danger, in Safik Sakana, in order to save the lives of others, in order to save the lives of other people. We know a person is not supposed to put himself in Sakana. Chayecha v'chayecha vercha chayecha kaidmin. And the issue is whether a person is permitted. You're not obligated to give your life to someone else. The question is if a person is permitted to do so. Now, what I'd like to do is explain to you the Ar Sameach Shita, which is a Mechudish Dika Shita here, for two reasons, as you'll see in a moment, and then try to sort of give the opposite tzad. Now, the Mishnah Yud Aleph Amud Beis talks about the Goel Adam having, the murderer having to stay in the Ir Miklat. And he can't go out now for this, that, or another thing. He's not supposed to leave. One of the things he's not supposed to leave, the Mishnah says, Afil Yisrael tzrichen lai, even if the Jewish people need him. Afilu sar tzava Yisrael kiyaya ben tzriya, even if he's a general and he's needed to lead his people in battle. Eina yaitza misham la'aylam, shenemar ashenas shama, shamtei dirasai, shamtei misasai. So the Mishnah says, even though Klal Yisrael needs him, Klal Yisrael needs him to help in battle, presumably battle is a mokum sakana. So even though Klal Yisrael needs him, he's not allowed to go. That's what it says in the Mishnah. The Kasha is an obvious Kasha that as the Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnayis asks, that we only have three things that are not nitcha for Pikuach Nefashis, Gliaroyish, Vichastamim, and Avodah Zarah. And then, why, if Klal Yisrael needs him, he should be able to go out of the Ir Miklat in order to save lives. And you can't say it's only for your own life that you're doing a mitzvah. He says, we know you're mechal Shabbos to save someone else's life. So if you're mechal Shabbos to save someone else's life, you should be mechal el the din of Ir Miklat as well. This is the kasha that the Tiferes Yisrael he has in the Mishnayis. And brings the Teretz, he says he can't say. What he says he can't say is Ar Sameach says. The Sameach, it's a one paragraph or a Sameach in Perek Beis of Hilchos Ritzeach. And it's built on something I mentioned last week. The Sameach says, and I mentioned last week, the Sameach says there are three places that the Torah recognizes the passions of people, the feelings of people, and doesn't limit people in something that would be difficult for them. So last week I mentioned that I remember two of them, I don't remember the third. I mentioned Yifas Toyar is well known. The Torah allows certain things with the Yifas Toyar that really, presumably, the Torah, so to speak, would not allow, but it recognizes the hergeshim of a person. Another thing he says is here, is by Goyal Adam, that even though Mikra Adin, you shouldn't kill somebody who killed Bishaygi, not really Chayiv Nisa, but the Torah recognizes the concept of Yecham Levavai, of the person being the hits, the person getting upset and angry. And for that reason, the Torah recognizes the Chamimus Halev and allows the killing. I have to tell you, during the week, numerous people asked me if I remembered the third thing. I mentioned this last week. There are three. There are Sameach somewhere else mentions all three. I didn't remember the third, but someone suggested, he may be right, that it's the right to kill a Bobi Machteres, a thief, who comes b'machteres, Chazal say, "Ein odam mamed atzmei al mamayna." It's hard to just let someone steal your money, and you can kill him. So that may be the third. But at any rate, the Ar Sameach says this chiddush. He says, like I say, a two-step chiddush. He says, a relative of someone who's killed b'meis is yecham levavai. He gets the hits. So imagine this. Whole Klal Yisrael needs this fellow. Yoyev and Tzruya, let's say, is in Golus. And they're going to war, and the whole Klal Yisrael comes to the Goyal Adam, and he says, they say to him, please, let this fellow go to war, don't start up with him, let him go do the battle, and when he finishes the battle, he'll come back, he'll go back to Galus. So Dr. Sameach, the Torah doesn't expect that. The Torah says, Yecham Levavai, and the Goyal Adam is allowed to kill him. He's allowed to kill this general, even though Klal Yisrael needs him. The Chabim HaSalev is sort of Hutra, and therefore he's allowed to kill him. Now that itself is a tremendous Chiddush. But then Dor Sameach is a second Chiddush, which is a much bigger Chiddush going forward. He says, what about Yoav, the general? He'll say to himself, look, Klal Yisrael needs me, it's B'kuch Nefashis, let me leave, I'll take my chances with the Goyal Adam. I mean, he's a general, he's going to fight a whole army, he can fight off this one fellow. So he says, I'll take my chances, let me leave the Ir Miklat, help Klal Yisrael in battle, and if the Goyal Adam, you know, I'll take my chances, the Safik Sakana. The Sameach Shita is that a person is not allowed to put himself in a Safik Sakana, even though it's for the Hatzala of a Rabbin. Even though it's for the Hatzala of a lot of people. He says, that's the Chiddush of this Mishnah. He answers the question of the Teretz Yisrael. He says, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that he shouldn't leave, even though Klal Yisrael needs him. He shouldn't put himself in Safik Sakana to save, even to save Klal Yisrael.
So the question is, anybody who goes to war is a Safik Sakana to save everybody else. Elamite is a special protection.
It's a good question. Everybody who goes to war, everybody goes to war is doing a Safik Sakana. Okay. No. The question is a better question than the answer you're starting to say. The question is a very good question. The Iksai is a supernatural stuff, so maybe there's a special protection for this fellow also. You know, like how can we measure the question? You're asking a very good question. Okay, the question, like I said, it's a very good question. Let me just tell you, in the Meshech Chochma, which is the Ar Sameach Sefer HaChumash, at the end of Shemais, he brings a raya from a pasuk. Now listen to the raya. Moshe Rabbeinu is in Midian. And the Rabbeinu Shalom says to Moshe Rabbeinu, go to Mitzrayim and take your brothers out. You're going to take them all out of Mitzrayim. Okay? So, Vayomer Hashem El Moshe, this is the Yifta Shishi in Shemais, Vayomer Hashem El Moshe B'Midian, Lech Shuv Mitzrayim. Go to Mitzrayim. Ki Mesu Kol Anoshim HaMevakshim Es Nafshecha. All the people that want to kill you, they're dead. Says the Meshech Chachma. What's what Rabbi Shalom saying? Go to Mitzrayim, because all the people that want to kill you are dead. Is a raya. If the people that want to kill Moshe are still alive, then Moshe would not go back to Mitzrayim. Even though he's going for Klal Yisrael, he's going back to Mitzrayim. But Kimesu Anoshim Vakshim Es Nafshecha. The people that had to kill you are not alive. Vice says if they are alive, you shouldn't go back. Shtari Raya. So that had nothing to do with the danger to his life. He sent them back. Aaron told him that Al Rishayim Anu Mitzrayim. Why are you bringing them into a bad place? But that had nothing. That didn't have to do though with this cheshbon. So this sounds like a gevaldig raya. So this is Dar Sameach here, and on Chumash these are his rayas.
Maybe now, it just means he wouldn't have been chayav to go back. The lake show is
not. It's not a raya. It's true. It's not a raya that he can go back. It's only a raya that he's not mechuyev to go back. Okay, that's true. But the truth is, there's a pella. This raya in Chumash is really shver. Somebody. So therefore what? So it's not a raya from here to a place where a person is saving himself also. That's what you're saying. Okay, mm-hmm. The difference. The truth is, this raya is a pella. Anyway, I think I once saw this kasha bothered me for a long time. I think someone showed me the Gris Maishi, he brings the Meshech Chachma, and he has the following kasha, I think. But the kasha, it seems to be very shver. It sounds like a great raya. I'm standing here, I read you a pasuk, but if you look in the whole parasha, that's not what happened. What happened is Moshe was at the snare. And Baruch Hashem said, go back. And Moshe Rabbeinu went afterwards. Ve'yelech Moshe ve'yoshev ve'yaseh chayis. Now ve'yomer lo lo elchana v'ashuva l'chayis be'mitzrayim. That's before the Rabbi Yisrael says this. If you read the order in the Pesukim, it's Mashmah Mamish Fakert. Moshe Rabbeinu was prepared to go before the Rabbi Yisrael told him, Ki Meso Anoshim HaMavakshim Es Nafshecha. So really, from the Seder Pesukim, it doesn't sound like the way the Arsameach is saying it, that Moshe Rabbeinu only went, Ki Meso Kol Anoshim HaMavakshim Es Nafshecha. The order of Sukkim doesn't sound the way he's presenting it. Now, that's as far as the Raya from there. The Raya from here, though, is a much more difficult thing. Why Yaya Ben Tzruya, the general, doesn't go out to Suffolk Sakana? Maybe, just like someone here was saying about the Raya from Aisha, the same thing here. There's some answers from here that you're not supposed to go out. It's not a raya you're not supposed to. It's a raya you're not mechuyev to. I feel call you so tzrichim loy, the goy adam could kill him. It doesn't say he can't go out. He's also to go out. The Sameh says it's us. He wants to take the risk. There's no raya that it's us. So there are a number of those who bring this down. The Klichemd and Parshas Pinchas brings... What? Einayotza means it could mean that he doesn't get free passage to go out. Never is a bad thing to go out. Could be. The Meshechach, the Klichem, the Parshas Pinchas, says an Arichas on this, and he tainis from Esther Amalka. It's a version of the Pasuk. Esther was afraid that this Achashverosh fella is imbalanced, you know, he can kill her for coming into the palace. And Mordechai told her to go. Told the Shemchuyev to go to save Klal Yisrael. So he tainis from Esther and from Esther. So I don't know. Could be it's different to Hatzol of whole Klal Yisrael as opposed to part of Klal Yisrael. But that seems to be at least one of the difficulties. There's also a Chazaynish on Sanhedrin. In the regular Chazaynish, where he has on Sanhedrin, Oyschafei. And he tainis from the Harugei Lud. The Gemara brings the story of Harugei Lud, when the whole community was threatened. There was a king or a governor whose child had been murdered, and there was a bilbul on whole Klal Yisrael. And there were two Harugei Lud, two Pupayas and Lunayas. They were happened to be apparently Geirim, who went to save the city of Lud. They said they killed this child, and they were tortured to death. And everyone asked why two people had to say they killed. Like, why did just one person do it? I don't know the answer. But at any rate, they said they did it. And the Gemara says, "Mavokim that Harugei Lud are standing, no one else could stand." So it seems clear that if it's not an obligation, at least it's a reshus for a person to put his life in sakana to rescue others. Notwithstanding that, the Arsameach in these two places appears to have this mechudishtik approach, that a person should not put himself in Suffolk Sakana to save a rabbin. So that's what Mati was asking, that every time an army goes out, so I'll tell you the truth, an army is not so much a raya, because there's a, although here it's an army too, there's a, the Netziv writes in Parshas Noach that Dine Ritzicha don't apply when a person is part of an army or part of a nation fighting a nation. It says in Parshas Noach, Kidam Ish Ba'achiv Edrash, it says that the dam of individuals, Edrash, the Tziv writes that a nation's allowed to go fight another nation, even just for financial benefit. So the Gemara says in Brachis that when they came to David HaMelech and said that we need more money, he said, we need more money. He said, Lech pshayt yadcha b'gdud. Go capture some more land. Even though people die in battle. So in the fact that in the army people die may not be a strong raya. There are two more nekudas of interest that I want to mention briefly. The Chazaynish has the following suffix. He's not pashut to suffix. He says, what would be the din if there are a few people standing on one side of the street and the terrorist throws a grenade, that's his example, throws a grenade, and it's going to explode. And there are, let's say, 10 people here. Someone could pick up the grenade and throw it across the street. across the street, there's only one person. If he throws it across the street, I mean, let's say the case is such, there's no place to throw it where there's nobody. The grenade was thrown in a place where there are multiple people, and if he throws it across the street, one person will die. We're talking now, if the life of a yachid is traded for the life of the rabbi, so he brings this nidain, that a person could, Haruge Lord even should, put himself in sakana to save a rabbi. Says, what about if you're killing one person to save a rabbi, but he's killing someone else? One thing to give up a person to give up his own life. To give up someone else's life is very nice of you. You know, you give up someone else's life to save the rabbi. So that chazinish doesn't is not poshut whether that's mutter. Yeah. Oh, to give up his own life, that's mutter. Yeah, anachinami. His question is, in a case, we have to give up someone else's life to save a rabbi. That the Chazon Ish
remains.
No. One, you're not kill somebody else. That's one of the three of Gilei Raish Vichastam. Oh, so that's the Chazon Ish Safik. All right, there's one other suffix that Tosameach himself brings, and that's the shaila of whether a person has to give up an aver to save a rabbin. He quotes a Radvaz, but he misquotes it. He's right, he didn't see the Radvaz. He saw others quoted. The Radvaz had a case where somebody was condemned to death. The Radvaz lived in Mitzrayim after the Girush of Spain in the early 1500s. And there was some despot there who sentenced a Jew to death. So the Yidden came to beg mercy. So this sultan said, "You're begging mercy? If you let me cut off your ear, I'll spare his life." So they asked the Radvaz, does a person have to give up an aver for the Hatzalah of others? Now the Radvaz writes, which is not the basic question, he says that in those days, especially, they cut off someone's ear, he could bleed to death. So he's putting himself again in Safi Sakana for saving a Yachid, which we say Chayecha Kaidman. But let's say that wasn't the case, just to give up an aver to save another person. Is one obligated? So he quotes the Radvaz as saying that you're obligated, and he argues. And the truth is Radvaz also says you're not obligated. And the reason for it, the Radvaz says you're not obligated, but Ramesha writes in the Tshuva a very interesting reason. Why is it a mitzvah to save someone else's life? Because there's a mitzvah of Leisam Adam Re'echa. Why do you save someone's life? Because it's logical? No. You save someone's life because the Torah says you save someone's life. The halachi is, on any mitzvah b'kum v'asei, you only have to spend a chaymish min achasav, a fifth of your nechasim. On a mitzvah b'kum v'asei, you only have to spend a chaymish min achasav. Giving up your ear, giving up an aver, is more than chaymish min achasav. The value is more than a chaymish of a person's nechasim. Even though Chazal say Yesh Lecha Adam Shemamayin Echal La Megufay, but I don't think I think people would pay to save their aver. So Ramesh says, "Look, see, like technically, he says the Shaila, it's not a Shaila of Hergeshim, a feeling. Your technical obligation is only Chaybish Menachasav." And the Meila, it really turns out the Radvaz and the Arsameach and Ramesh all agree on this: the person not obligated to give up an aver to save someone else's life. There's really a shock in Yerodeya that says the same thing. Anyway, these are the fascinating shaylos that are related here to this mission. A good Shabbos, everybody.